still give us a little introduction to those who have come here for the first time or haven't been here for a while. Amen. Let's start it from the section on my left side. Any new one? Okay. How about the section in front of me? How about the two sections on my left side? Any new one? Okay. How about the section behind me?
Yeah. I'm Joe, and I'm her fiance.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I flew in from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, brother. Welcome, brother. Okay. Any other new ones? Praise to the Lord. There are a few announcement items this morning. The first one is for the coming Tuesday's prayer meeting. It's a corporate prayer meeting. It starts from 8 p.m. and we encourage our saints to come forward and practice to pray with other saints. And if you have time, reach out and visit after the prayer meeting.
Amen. Amen.
For our book reading schedule this week, we are entering into the life study of Leviticus chapter 11 and chapter 12.
Amen.
Amen. The third one is for food service, it will be served by P2 and P10. For the clean service, it will be served by P12, 13, 14, and all other English speaking saints. So brothers and sisters, if you have been called, please stay to serve after lunchtime.
Amen.
The next one is for the coming Saturday at 9, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the meeting hall, we'll be still having the PSRP practice, which is praying, studying, reciting, and prophesying.
Amen.
We do encourage our brothers to come, brothers and sisters to come. It has both English and Chinese speaking sections. The next one is there is a good news for the coming International Chinese Speaking Conference in Taipei. In here, we will offer the video training, video sessions at the meeting hall.
Amen.
So the schedule is for Saturday, February the 17th. We will have two sessions in the morning starting from 9 a.m. On Lord's Day, February the 18th, we'll have one session in the afternoon from 1 p.m. For that coming Monday, February the 19th, because of the holiday, we'll have two sessions in the morning from 9 a.m. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, the last item is the offering receipt for 2017 are available for saints to pick up on the offering box. Any other questions or announcement?
Just have one thing regarding the 2018 Chinese speaking conference in Taipei. I know there are some saints here that will be attending it on site in Taipei. They're within, I think, from the serving ones are started to sending out detailed instructions, information regarding the hospitality, you know, the tour, you know, all the details. So watch, you know, I'll be forwarding those emails and, you know, all these announcements. So saints, you know, watch, you know, just read it and make sure that you know the details. Thank you. If you have any questions, just come to me.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. So now we'll enter into today's morning revival. Financial.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Before we enter in today's brother morning revival, I'll give you all the saints a brief financial report. First, regarding the last 2 months, of 2017. These 2 months, our total income is $81,151. And our expense, total expense is $57,599. And so we have a surplus for the 2 months is $23,552. And I'll further break down the expense to you. The expense for meal and the miscellaneous supplies is $2,534. And everything related to fellowship unto gospel is $19,092. And everything regard to conference training and travel is $7,045. And building related utility maintenance total expense is $28,929. So again, the total expense is $57,599 with a surplus of $23,552. This is the past 2 months, the last 2 months of 2017. And I will give you a brief of the whole year 2017. The total income is $347,736. And the total expense is $259,336. So the whole year we have a surplus of $88,400. Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I really praise the Lord. We don't look down to this financial or material offering. I think this, on one hand, it tests our heart for the Lord. On the other hand, through this, actually, the Lord can do a lot of things. This can be, we can supply not only our local needs, also we can have fellowship in the body for the gospel or for the purpose of building up the body.
Amen.
And especially if you recall 2017, we do have several occasions we have the fellowship for the body, including Europe's work and also South America and also other locality in the United States. So I think praise the Lord, His rich supply. But I do have I feel obligated to also make known to brothers sisters. 2017, we do have a big project. That's our parking lot is finished, and the bill actually not sent to us yet. And the expense is actually is about $180,000. By saying that, I'm not trying to tell Saints, we are short of, we are lack of something. But I do want to share a fellowship with Saints. I believe his supply is rich. And not rich in himself, is rich in his body.
Amen.
Is rich in all of us, all the saints. As long as we faithfully, practice this, offering faithfully, week by week, month by month, offer up whatever the Lord give to us, we offer back to Him. I think the Lord will meet all the needs.
Amen.
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 Sorry, just a little something real quick I want to share. That before I came here, I got a WeChat message that a sister, right now she's in Taiwan, she sent a prayer request. She said Taiwan has this Richter scale, 5.8 scale earthquake. And we know the international conference is going to be in a few days. So there's a strong burden that we may not be able to go to this international conference in Taiwan, but we can all participate in this prayer.
Amen.
And I remember 3 years ago, me and my husband, all we went there, we really enjoyed the rich supply of the body there. But,
Amen.
I think we all to be very vigilant and to pray for this international conference.
Amen.
So may God bless this big speaking and for the saints there.
Amen.
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 This morning, we will continue our fellowship by getting into this week's portion in the Word. And it just so happened that we're covering this matter of fellowship.
Amen.
Fellowship, I think when we consider this matter, immediately we might have a reaction. Oh, this is something I know. This is something that's done in the church life. I know what fellowship is. But brothers and sisters, I hope we would all have a spirit of wisdom and revelation this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Because I have to testify, prior to coming to this week's portion, my view of fellowship was very much limited. You know, fellowship, oftentimes, if you check yourself, to define fellowship, we would just think it is a form of communication. Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, I need to fellowship with Brother David, because there's a matter concerning, well, he's not at the brother's house, but maybe last semester at the brother's house, I need to make him aware of something. This is our view of fellowship. It's just to talk to one another. In other words, we use that as a way to, hi, brother, I need to talk to you. Can we have some fellowship? Oh, brothers and sisters, if we see truly what fellowship is,
amen,
we would be beside ourselves. And you know what? We would have this desire to always remain in this fellowship.
Amen.
Because fellowship, as we come to this title, is the reality of the church life.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means this is something so critical, so essential, and so intrinsic.
Amen.
Well, let's come to this outline. Actually, it's very good. This outline actually gives you a marvelous picture of what fellowship is. So let's read Roman numeral 1 together. Ready? Both Chinese and English together. Just as there is the
circulation that the New Testament calls fellowship. This fellowship is the reality of the church life.
Amen. So actually, right away, we are given a wonderful example. If you look at your human body, we have many, many different biological systems. But one of them, being the circulatory system, is one of the critical, right, systems in our human body. And this blood circulation actually functions to bring what? Nutrients to every part of your body.
Amen.
It brings, in other words, you could say it brings life to every part of your body.
That's right.
So, actually, when we consider this, if any part of your body, for some reason, is cut off from the circulation, that's a big, big problem. If your brain is cut off, if your heart is cut off, those are serious problems. In the same way, in our application today, brothers and sisters, if we are cut off from this circulation, which is just fellowship, we will encounter a major problem in our Christian life.
Amen.
So may we stay in this fellowship. And the following points under Roman number 1 just gives us some definition. Number 1, it's a joint participation.
Amen.
We're coming together. We're participating in something. Did you not have the sense this morning when we were coming together? We were participating,
amen,
in all that was going on.
Amen.
The symbols on this table. This,
amen,
is fellowship.
Amen.
What is fellowship? Point B, it says it's the flowing of the divine life.
Amen.
Through regeneration, every one of us, we have God's life living in us. But do you sense there is a flowing? Is there a moving of,
amen,
the divine life?
Amen.
Number 3, C. The unique fellowship, we need to live and we need to behave in this divine life. And then finally, point D, we need to put away our private interests In other words, we might have certain concepts, we might have certain preferences. All these things, right, need to be laid aside so that we could join together in this common interest. So moving to Roman numeral 2, how about, since this is just a verse, let's, for the English-speaking saints, you could read this verse together, and then the Chinese-speaking saints, we could declare this verse together. So first in English, Roman numeral 2.
God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
中文.
神是信实的，你们是为他所招。
Brothers and sisters, we've been called into the fellowship.
Amen.
The fellowship.
Amen.
Actually, there is only one fellowship. God's New Testament economy. There is only one fellowship. Even in the church in Piscataway, there is only one fellowship.
Yes.
There is not an English-speaking fellowship. There is not a Chinese-speaking fellowship, Spanish-speaking. There is one fellowship.
Amen.
The one unique fellowship.
Amen.
And we see, actually, this fellowship is none other than the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So in point C, we have this marvelous crystal. What is fellowship? This fellowship is just a person.
Right.
This fellowship is just a realm.
Amen.
So I'll ask you this morning, are you in Christ Jesus?
Amen.
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 We need to say amen.
Amen.
I am in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He is in me and I am in Him.
Amen.
And although we are in the Lord, right, in truth, but practically in our daily living, many times, we step away, or in experience, we leave the fellowship, right? You know, this important point, all these points under D, E, and F are something very practical. You know, in 1 Corinthians 6:17, all of us, we know this verse. Well, many of us, I think. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
And actually, we were helped to see this week that this word, joined, is the same as being called into this fellowship.
Amen.
So in other words, practically in our daily living, if you're living a life that is joined with the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
You are in this fellowship.
Amen.
But if you are honest, just like me, many times it's so easy for us to leave our spirit, to get out of our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Right? So we need to be those, right, who are exercised to remain in our spirit.
Amen.
If we leave our spirit, we need to turn.
Amen.
Turn back to our spirit.
Amen.
So that we can remain in this fellowship.
Amen.
This fellowship is something so enjoyable.
Amen.
In Roman numeral 3, because of time, I'll just read it. Fellowship is related to oneness.
Yes.
This is the unique oneness
Amen.
Of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And you consider, again, using the example, not only the blood circulation brings in the life, the healthy things that we need to live and to grow, but it also brings in what? The antibodies, right? To kill off all the negative germs within our body.
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, if you stay in the fellowship, you know what? This fellowship will kill off all the negative things in our being.
Amen.
All the germs of individualism.
Yes.
All the germs of our old natural man.
Right.
Our flesh. Our preferences. Our opinions. And the way the church life should be conducted. All of these things get dealt with.
Amen.
As long as you are in this unique fellowship.
Amen.
This fellowship keeps us in this oneness.
Amen.
Roman numeral 4. The experience of the cross deepens both the vertical and horizontal fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to realize that the cross is the solution, right, to the self, which is the greatest frustration for us to be kept in this fellowship. And this is why in 1 Corinthians, Paul speaks to the Corinthians, I preach to you only Christ and this one crucified. In other words, what is the solution to all the problems in the church life? It is just Christ and His cross.
Amen.
Christ and the cross.
Amen.
Christ and the cross.
Amen.
Actually, there's a point here that talks about offenses. You know, we are so easily offended because our self is so strong. What do we need? We need to experience the cross.
Amen.
In the church life, it's so easy to be offended or offend one another. What do we need? We need more Christ. We need more cross.
Amen.
And then finally, we see that actually our relationship in the head, with the head, is one of obedience. And then also our relationship with one another is just this matter of fellowship.
Amen.
And if we really see this point and we realize that we are members one of another and that we have a head and we need to take him as our head. But then we have also, in Romans, it tells us in 1 Corinthians, we are members one of another. And so there is a need for us to fellowship.
Amen.
This is not a requirement. This is not an obligation. But we realize that my actions, my decisions affect the body of Christ.
Amen.
So as students, where do you go to school? What major to take? What job eventually? When you're older, who you're going to marry? Where are you going to live? All of these things, if we really see the point of fellowship, the necessity of fellowship, the truth that I am a member of the body of Christ,
amen,
we would not make decisions independent of fellowship.
Amen.
You know, sometimes brothers would come to me. I remember this one case. One brother came to me, "Shepherd, I'd like to have some fellowship. Oh, I decided to go to this school and to study this." And at that point, I wondered, what is the point of us coming together? You already made your decision. You already decided. Is that fellowship? Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Brothers and sisters, are we aware that we are living in the body of Christ?
Yes.
And that we are really members of one another? Before you move, before you take on that job, is there any feeling? Is there any sensation that if I move over there, that's going to affect the body of Christ?
Amen.
Just practically speaking, what if this row of brothers,
yeah,
next week they decided to move to Arkansas? Would that not affect the church in Piscataway?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, may we really see what fellowship is.
Amen.
May we be those who are in this fellowship.
Amen.
Sorry I'm going a little longer. I'd just like to end in this one way, this particular way. So following me, we have a few brothers who are going to continue our fellowship. And this morning, there is a burden, a particular burden. And really, this is the fellowship of the Spirit.
Amen.
And so actually, fellowship is going to continue, right? And this fellowship will bring you the feeling of the head and the feeling of the body.
Amen.
So I ask everyone in this room, we need to, what? Number one, as receivers, we need to be exercised.
Amen.
We need to be joined to the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
To receive the fellowship.
Amen.
And don't think it's a repetition. Oh, I heard these points last year in 2017. The brothers are just going to speak the same thing. They're going to give us some numbers. No. We need to be in this fellowship.
Amen.
We need to allow the Lord to speak to us.
Amen.
We need to hear what
Amen.
The burden is.
Amen.
And so that we could, for the rest of this year, stay in this unique fellowship.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. I continue the fellowship of Brother Shepherds.
Amen.
Yeah. God's purpose in this age is to recover the genuine church life.
Amen.
Yes. And it's not the doctrine or the teaching of the church.
Yes.
It is the genuine church life with the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the reality of one new man.
Amen.
So just as there's a circulation of blood in human body, so there's a circulation of the divine life in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And this circulation of divine life New Testament called it a fellowship. So the fellowship is everything to us in the church life.
Amen.
And in our Christian life. So our minds need to be renewed.
Amen.
Concerning what the fellowship is.
Amen.
And this fellowship basically is a person. We will call into the fellow enjoyment of and participate in this wonderful person.
Amen.
And this person includes the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So when we enjoy Christ in the fellowship, the circulation of the divine life, our problems, all our problems will be eliminated and we will be supplied with God's riches.
Amen.
Amen. So the church life is the flowing of the living Jesus within us. So we can be in the meeting, you know, of the church, or in the place where the saints meet, right? But if we are not in the flow of living Jesus, we are not really in the church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, this Amen. Is very important. So I never really realized this point. So for us this year, so every morning when we wake up, we need to turn to this flow
Amen.
By calling upon the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When we
Amen.
Touch the Spirit, we touch the flow.
Amen.
Amen. So I just like the in the Acts or in the book of Acts, so that the you know the church, the word of God grow and prevailed.
Amen.
So hopefully, you know, since this year we all come to the word of God
Amen.
And our mind will be renewed.
Amen.
Because in this church life we need to renew ourselves in especially in our mind and sanctify our being and be transformed in our soul. Amen.
Amen.
So my burden, you know, of course, we every year we encourage saints to read the Bible once. But every day, we, you know, no matter how busy you are, we can always come to one verse, daily verse, you know, by pray, read the word.
Amen.
We will get encouragement, nourishment.
Amen.
But my burden today is to invite the saints and encourage the saints to join the enjoyment of the life study of Leviticus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So in Leviticus, at the beginning, right, we see the five main offerings.
Amen.
Do you know the five main offerings is for us to fellowship with God?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. And from chapter 1 to chapter 7 of Leviticus speak about the fellowship God's children have with God.
Amen.
So for this fellowship, there's a need of presence to offer to God. And the presence here we're talking about for this fellowship is the very Christ we experience in our daily living.
Amen.
Amen. So, but you know, we are all very old, too religious, and too superficial. So we really need the pictures of the offering in the book of Leviticus to revolutionize our concept
right.
concerning Amen. Service Amen. And worship and the experience of Christ.
Amen.
For example, the burnt offering. The burnt offering is Christ for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
But to experience the burnt offering, we need to lay our hand on Christ
Amen.
To be joined to Him. And in this union, we experience Christ is in we experience Christ in His experiences.
Amen.
And the second thing for the mere offering. A mere offering is the satisfaction of God's people enjoyed you know with God Himself.
Amen.
So if we you know because the mere offering is mainly for a priest, so if we want to serve God as priest, we need to eat the priest food,
Amen.
The holy food that befits our holy service.
Amen.
And these foods nourished us that we may have the strength to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So the emphasis of male offering is on Christ's human living. So how can we enjoy Christ's human living as our food? In John 6:63, it says, the Lord says, it is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh benefits nothing. The words I have spoken unto you is spirit, our spirit and the life.
Amen.
And this indicates the way to eat Jesus is by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So if we would you know, eat Jesus by the Spirit, we need to realize the Spirit today is consolidated in the Word. So we need to touch, when we touch the Word, we touch what's embodied in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. So to eat Jesus, to take Jesus, or to enjoy Jesus every day, we need to come to the Word.
Amen.
And touch the words of the Lord by our spirit.
Amen.
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 So we all know the way to touch the Word, to touch the Spirit in the Word, is by pray, read the Word.
Amen.
Amen. So when we come to the Word, we need to pray and exercise our spirit.
Amen.
As well as our eyes and our mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when we exercise our spirit and pray, read the Word, the Spirit supplies us with Jesus as our nourishment. Since we are what we eat, so the more we eat Jesus, the more we are constituted with Jesus.
Amen.
And this is to enjoy Jesus.
Amen.
As our food.
Amen.
For us to live a life.
Amen.
Which is qualified to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when we partake of Christ, participate in Christ as our feast, and when we enjoy Him, we are in this fellowship.
Amen.
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 So just hopefully, the fellowship this year, the circulation of the fellowship will be restored to all of us.
Amen. Amen.
And we will have a healthy spiritually.
Amen.
Without any stroke.
Right. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the church, bless
Amen.
Everyone in 2018.
Amen.
I really appreciate that the Lord has set the year, right? The seasons, for what? For that, so that we could actually have a restart, right?
Amen.
Forget of all our failures, or whatever happened in the past year, we can have a new start, right?
Amen.
So really enjoy the this week's message, you know, about this fellowship. We truly need to be entering into this healthy blood flow, right?
Amen.
The circulation of the divine life. So we need to have a vertical and also have a horizontal fellowship.
Amen.
So may the Lord just keep us in this kind of fellowship.
Amen.
That, you know, all of us can grow in life. Brother shared some of the you know, really gives us a glimpse of how rich the Leviticus, right, is. In fact, I was in the winter training on site, and I know that some of the saints are here in the video training. Actually, I was really captivated, you know, by this one word out of the whole training. I mean, of course, the training was very rich. This one word is actually from the title, the subject of the first message. Is the word training. The message one, the title was God training His people to worship and partake of Him and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
Saints, do we need to be trained?
Amen.
We all need to be trained, right?
Amen.
Amen. We need to be trained to know how to worship Him, how to partake of Him, and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
May the Lord give us such a heart that we're longing for Him, that we want to be trained by Him.
Amen.
So really, I hope that the 2018, the Lord will grant us such a heart that we want to be trained by Him.
Amen.
In fact, this word 2018 comes out, it's like, oh wow, I was thinking, I was in church life almost 20 years. So I feel like I still need to learn a lot. There are a lot of things that, you know, the Christ is just so, you know, unsearchable riches. I need to be learned, need to be trained to, you know, all the aspects, right? Need to how to worship Him, all these aspects. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to be trained.
Yes.
Amen. And one of the aspect, that the practical aspect about this fellowship is through what? Through our prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Right?
Amen.
The vertical fellowship is through the prayer, right? We have to, we need to pray to the Lord. You know, in the early days of the church, the apostles, right, and all the saints, they don't have a Bible at that time, right? The New Testament wasn't written at that time. They have the fellowship of the apostles, right? They have the teaching of the apostles, but they were steadfastly in prayer. In fact, their prayer was so prevalent, right? The prayer brought so many miracles. Remember, even when Peter was in the jail, right? At night, you know, because the saints were praying, his chain fell, right? And the doors inside the jail was like automatic door. You just walk through. So even when Peter appeared at the door when the saints were praying, the maid was like, oh, who am I seeing? Am I seeing a ghost or something, right? So she didn't even open the door. She just like so, you know, joyful that he went to tell the saints, right? So saints, we really need to enter into this prayer.
Amen.
In fact, our, you know, this prayer life is so important for us. And I want to just read a section from the ministry. Brother Lee, in his prayer of the church, he wrote that if we're going to practice the real church life, we must learn how to pray in a practical, prevailing, living, and fresh way.
Amen.
Moreover, we must learn how to help others to pray and make every member of the church a praying member. So on one hand, we need to learn, right? We need to be trained to know how to pray in a practical, prevailing, living, and fresh way. I mean, I know that all of us pray, but if we reflect ourselves, how much of our prayer is really prevailing? Does the Lord answer our prayer? We have to see. If the Lord doesn't answer our prayer, when was the last time that the Lord has answered our prayer? If it was like, you know, 5 years ago, we may be old, right? We may be, you know, in some kind of oldness. So we really need to pray that the Lord give us a fresh prayer.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the prayer needs to be a living.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. That the prayer will be connected to His throne.
Amen.
The prayer will have His authority.
Amen.
Right? The Lord's, you know, gave us, Lord says, all authority has been given to Him.
Amen.
And He's given to the head. So as a church, as His body, we need to be experience this authority.
Amen.
So all of these aspects we need to learn.
Amen.
So personally, we need to learn how to really pray a prayer that, you know, we could be a living, a vital member. And corporately, we need to pray that the Lord's will really be, you know, operated on this in our locality. Right? All the problems, all the things, all the situations that we brought to Him, that the Lord will answer. So all of this we need to learn.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So I really have this burden. I mean, just the words will not be expressed. I listed so many verses here talking about the importance of prayer, how to the prayer in a prevailing way, but we don't have time to go through all of this. So just one burden that the saints, we really need to receive is ask the Lord that, oh Lord, in this new year, I want to be a prayer person.
Amen.
I want to be a praying member before You.
Amen.
Not only that personally I pray, but I also want it to be the ones that help others to pray.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
To learn together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There are younger ones, you know, younger than us, right? We need to be able to pray with them.
Amen.
See, in prayer, then this is a genuine fellowship.
Yes.
Because only in prayer, in the corporate prayer, we can be joined with the head.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So, praise the Lord. We really pray that, so some of the practical points I just wanted to just bring up. If we don't, you know, according to the brothers' fellowship, right? If we don't have a set time, we will never have a prayer.
Right.
So personally, we should really have a set time every day, right? Before the Lord, say, Lord, You can, you know, we can do early in the morning, right? When we just woke up, we can pray. Or before we go to bed, we can pray. We need to set up a time, right? Also, corporately, twos and threes, right? You know, with the ones that we serve together, we can pray, right? Especially with the brothers and sisters who are serving the church. If we don't pray, guess what kind of function we brought to the church, right? We may just be serving in our natural being.
Right.
We may just brought into our own opinions, natural opinions.
Right.
That could be a very detrimental to the building.
Right.
So we really need to come together. First thing, when we come together, we really need to pray into the head, right? And then we need to help the younger ones to pray, right? Twos and threes, we can really pray with them, you know. Through the prayer that the young ones know how to function.
Right.
Prayer is actually the number one function in the church
right.
that we need to be recovered.
Amen.
So that we can, you know, we can do it in many means, right? We can, now we have the phone, we can set a time with them, we have the messaging, we have the WeChat, we can also pray with without a set time, right? So many, you know, use all kinds of wisdom to pray, right?
Amen.
And corporately, right? Brothers mentioned that next week is a corporate prayer in the meeting, in the meeting hall. We all come together. Even this aspect, I really want to stress, you know, emphasize. It's sometimes, if we just entering into the corporate prayer, let's say the young one comes in, they might not be, used to this kind of prayer, right? So all of this we need to learn. But if we're not in this prayer, if we're not in this corporate prayer, how can we learn how to pray with the brothers and sisters, right? How to pray in the prevailing way. How to pray, to carry a burden to pray. Not just my burden. It is a burden from the fellowship of the Spirit, from the fellowship of the members, from the head, right? So all of this we need to learn. So, but in order to learn, we need to grasp the opportunity. We first have to enter. So I really pray to the Lord that also, you know, encourage each other, that we pray personally, we pray with our companions, we also pray in the corporate setting with our
Amen.
Church prayer meeting.
Right.
May the Lord bless His church.
Amen.
May the Lord make His church a church of prayer.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let me begin the third part of our burden with the following words, Ephesians 4:15 and Ephesians 4:16. But holding the truth in love,
Amen.
We may grow up into Him in all things,
Amen.
Who is the head, Christ.
Amen.
In verse 16 it says, out from whom all the body,
Amen.
Being joined together and being knit together,
Amen.
Through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each part,
Amen.
Cause the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
The brothers and sisters, as these two brothers had fellowship, that we are hoping Christ can grow, can multiply internally.
Amen.
But brothers and sisters, let me ask you, do you hope that in the new year of 2018 that this Christ will also grow and multiply externally and manifestly externally?
Amen.
If you do think that is the case, and brothers and sisters, the third burden of our church in common practice is to focus on people,
Amen.
And to build up, sustain, maintain, and grow the relationship.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, as we fellowship before, we should focus on people.
Yes.
We should be focused on those relationships.
Amen.
But the question is, how can we fulfill that? So we need to reach out, connect, join, knit each other together as the functioning joint which resupply of humanity and divinity in three key areas.
Amen.
First of all, gospel. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you, to be a healthy church life, our church needs to be a church of gospel.
Amen.
Based on the fellowship among the serving saints, the goal of gospel preaching this year is 50.
Amen.
We need
Amen.
To pray by laboring together with the Lord.
Amen.
And among the saints, the Lord can grant us 50 long-lasting fruits.
Amen.
Amen.
By opening our homes, by reaching out, by visitation, and by a brother and sister being the ambassador of Christ.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the focus area
to preach gospel this year, our campus, community, children related, and young people related gospel preaching.
Amen.
The second key area is shepherding.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, deep in your heart, do you realize that we have a great need of shepherding?
Amen.
We need to continue our effort to shepherd our saints, including those newly baptized, and those who have not been in the church life for quite a while for one reason or another. For those with medical or other critical conditions, and those saints who are looking for jobs, and those saints who need you, and who need the Lord in the critical circumstances. So, brothers and sisters, we shall step up our efforts in the new year. If you haven't tried it, if you haven't do so, step up your effort, just one extra little bit more, in and shepherd these saints in humanity and supply them with divinity, so that these saints can be recovered, strengthened, and grow in love and in life.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the third aspect to build up relationship is the home perfecting. If you could see in Christianity, there's perfecting are conducting many ways in a big and vast majority setting. But in our case, brothers and sisters, we have been served the home perfecting in the past year in many, many small settings. To more than 50 or more saints in pairs and in groups. The five categories of newly home perfecting people are newly baptized saints, the gospel friends we are taking care of, the saints who are not in the church life for a while, and the immigrants who move into our area, and those family members and relatives. So the key words for home perfecting is multiply and duplications.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray that our saints can step up efforts and enter into practice.
Amen.
And those who have been served can duplicate and sustain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this new year.
Amen.
In the next 15 to 20 minutes, we'll dedicate for district to share their burden.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall our brothers in District A stand up with us and we're in one accord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. District A.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are so joyful this morning.
Amen.
For 2018.
Amen.
So Lord can lead us forward.
Amen.
We have a heart to follow the church's leading. So District
Amen.
A, we have particular goals and follow what Sharon's dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So first, we will have enjoy and experience Christ more.
Amen.
In 2018,
Amen.
May Lord give each of us subjective and deeper experience of Christ.
Amen.
Not just the knowledge and the doctrine.
Amen.
We can enjoy Christ in our daily living.
Amen.
Yeah, in particular, we encourage our saints enter into the pursuing of life study of Leviticus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Leviticus.
Amen.
Amen.
We can experience Christ as the reality of all the offerings.
Amen.
Let us all live a sanctified, clean life.
Amen.
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 Second, it's about goals in shepherding and the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah, we hope Lord can give each of us spiritual companion.
Amen.
We all know we need to have three companions, right? The
Amen.
Companion, spiritual younger than us, we can shepherd.
Amen.
And the more mature in life can shepherd us.
Amen.
And the life, the same life, right, in spiritually.
Amen.
So may Lord give us each of us companion so we can care for each other,
Amen.
Love each other,
Amen.
Build together.
Amen.
We also hope we can also be part of this gospel, and we can all reach out to the new ones and preach gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Bring new ones in, and we can all participate in bearing at least one remaining fruit in
Amen.
2018.
Amen. Amen. Bearing fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
And the third point related to prophesying. We all become a prophesying person. In, for this, we need to enter into the God's word.
Amen.
We need to become a person where you can eat,
Amen.
Digest, and assimilate God's word
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
We can receive this nourishment from God's word
Amen.
And be constituted by God's word.
Amen.
And then we can prophesy
Amen.
And can supply life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophesy living.
Amen. And the last, we have more fellowship.
Amen.
This morning we learned fellowship is the circulation of His divine life in the body.
Amen.
We are all members of the body.
Amen.
In 2018. Let this life flow.
Amen.
Flow into us.
Amen.
And flow out.
Amen.
We can all be in this one fellowship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. More fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. So we have our burden, we have but all these are for what? For our growth in life.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
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 May the Lord bless us with all the spiritual blessings in 2018.
Amen.
May our District A be more in oneness.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And, Amen. Any brother, sister, have any?
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, brothers and sisters, I have to speak in Chinese, so we'll have brother translate for me.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹, 大家好,
好,
弟兄姊妹的交通啊, 他们要我啊, 来为, BG来, 将今年的, 负担啊, 交通一下。
Amen.
那我个人的负担啊, 其实啊, 其实跟刚刚的这些交通都很接近，我们呢教会需要很多的祷告，需要很多的交通，需要进入主的话，追求真理。Amen.
So on behalf of the saints in District B here, I'm going to fellowship our burden in 2018. So personally, I have the same burden with the brothers that we need more prayers, we need more fellowship. We need to get into the Lord's word even more.
Amen.
对，那这些东西呢，我们怎么能够好像能够达到这样的负担呢？其实啊，我个人的负担说啊，大家能够享受主，享受教会生活，让这些负担都很自然的被这个做出来。
Amen.
The way I believe to reach these goals and burden is by our enjoying the Lord and enjoy the church life, and naturally we'll carry out these burdens.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们就是有一些实行，我是觉得弟兄姊妹也都知道了，但是我在这里再提醒一下弟兄姊妹，就是第一，我们要花时间亲近主，就是要。 有更多的跟主亲近祷告，所以说弟兄姊妹也说，我有啊，但是我们祷告的时候，我们看见自己的罪了没有呢？我们认罪了没有呢？我们操练灵了没有呢？所以我弟兄姊妹啊，我们真是今年要多花时间来亲近主。So
there are many practical practices we need to get enter into. First of them being have personal time with the Lord. Maybe we say, oh, we have been practicing this for a while now. But indeed, we have to ask, are we getting enlightened when we pray personally to the Lord? Do we see that we're sinful when we pray to the Lord? This is something that we have to get into reality to.
Amen. 还有呢，我们刚刚讲到要追求主话，是吧？要花这个追求主话，不是说我们需要花时间的，是吧？ 那我个人的负担是希望弟兄姊妹能够有系统的进入真理的追求。那有些弟兄姊妹觉得读圣经或者读这个晨兴圣言有点枯燥，那有些人喜欢读这个十二栏，那也没有关系。那我们就进入 啊，你就把今年的目标定在十二栏里面。如果啊你不知道读什么，那就跟着教会的进度啊进入。我相信呢、啊，啊，我们呢、啊、越认识主的话，我们越能够享受主。
Amen. Secondly, we have to spend adequate amount of time, to pursue the Word of God. I believe we all need to have a schedule, to pursue the Word of pursue the Word of God.
Amen.
Maybe some want to read Bible, maybe some want to read life study. There's all kinds of spiritual materials that we can get into. If you do not know what to get into, follow the leading of the church and get into the life study of Leviticus.
Amen.
第三呢，因为弟兄姊妹啊，啊有各种各样的交通啊，你啊有属灵同伴的建立，然后呢也能够啊有正常的聚会，然后呢有份于服事，然后呢在生活上的需要啊也有弟兄姊妹互相的扶持，所以这样子的啊交通，我们刚刚讲了很多啊，是在生命里啊需要借着这样的生命呢、啊。的交通啊，我们有更多的啊建造在一起。
Amen. Thirdly, we need much more fellowship. There are many, many fellowship. Fellowship onto service. Fellowship onto church life. Fellowship onto many things. But all these fellowships are in the realm of life. And by fellowshipping, we need to get in or to partake this unique flow of life.
Amen. 然后呢，我们需要啊这样的享受啊能够借着弟兄姊妹的生机的功能的加强啊。更多的啊进入啊这样的享受，那很多时候啊弟兄姊妹，我刚得救啊或者得救一段时间，弟兄姊妹还不知道啊怎么祷告啊，好像啊在聚会中一直都是啊静默的。我希望啊我们啊在讲祷告，需要祷告，祷告什么呢？其实啊祷告有很多东西可以祷告啊，你可以为自己祷告啊，你可以看看、啊、弟兄姊妹，有些弟兄姊妹为什么那么爱主呢？为什么自己啊不能这么爱主呢？你就可以跟主祷告啊，是吧？能够想说，哎呀，主啊，我不知道啊，这个贵重的跟卑贱的区别在哪里？就很简单的啊，向主祷告。我相信啊，主啊会垂听我们的祷告。
Amen. And by this enjoyment, we can have the vital functioning. Many times, our saints are just silent in the meeting, which is not normal. So, if you don't know what to pray, there are actually many items that you can pray. If you look at someone who loves the Lord and you think yourself are kind of weak and sit back, you can just pray to the Lord, Lord, I want to be just as him or her, to love you and to focus on you and to even consecrate myself to you. So there are a lot of prayers that we can pray to the Lord, genuine prayers that can bring us to a vital function, that can bring us into the enjoyment.
Amen. Amen. 可以为除了为自己啊，可以为配偶啊，为儿女啊，为弟兄姊妹啊，为亲人啊。刚刚啊、弟兄姊妹也提到了，但是我特别要提到一点就是啊，我们呢、啊、需要、啊、为自己的配偶啊，为自己的儿女 啊多一点祷告。有些啊弟兄姊妹啊就一个人来聚会，或啊一个人得救，我们希望、啊、全家能够得救啊，全家都能够来侍奉主啊。啊，我们啊那天小白聚会提到，就是说啊，万一主来的时候。有那娶妻一个撇下一个，你想你一个家娶妻一个撇下一个，谁是被撇下来的？你觉得被撇下一个啊、这个合适吗？你觉得没有关系吗？所以啊弟兄姊妹啊，为自己的啊配偶啊多祷告。
No, so the other items that you can pray for your spouse, pray for your children. If there's one day the Lord take one from the two of you, Don't let your spouse to be the left one. Don't let yourself to be the one that are being left.
还有啊，你的儿女，我相信啊，大家都还爱自己的儿女，但是呢，啊，我们呢、啊，希望啊，他们都成为一个贵重的器皿，
Amen.
是吧？能够成为召会建造的材料啊，
Amen.
啊，不希望、啊、他们被世界得去，最后啊，成为火湖啊，燃烧的材料。
Also pray for our children. We don't want to be our child end up in the lake of fire. No, we do not want to do that. So pray for our children.
Right.
Amen. 所以啊，很多的人呐、啊，都可以、啊、在祷告的事项当中。那我不想花大家太多时间在这里，应该有很多弟兄姊妹都已经交通过了。那我是希望啊，刚刚也提到对福音的负担。那福音有时候我们不知道怎么传福音呢、啊？但是我在想啊，其实福音的这个。传福音很简单，就是你有个福音的生活，是吧？你去接触人，跟他做朋友，是吧？然后呢，又邀请他们，然后呢，自然你就有真理的话可以对他们传讲，然后呢，也为福音花费。有时候福音朋友需要一些帮忙啊，我们接着帮忙他啊，跟他们建立关系啊 增加接触的时间，自然呢，你就有传福音的负担。
And the burden on the gospel. Gospel is simple, just by living a gospel preaching life. So by meaning gospel preaching life, we do need to reach out to people and willing to spend for them.
Amen. 然后呢，当然就是这个福音负担，还有牧养，刚刚弟兄姊妹也提过了，我们希望能够借着在一对一的这个牧养或者在聚会中，希望鼓励弟兄姊妹有份于我们聚集，在这个聚会中能够享受，有时候我们觉得弟兄姊妹。 好像有份于这样的聚会也好，是吧？那或者你说不知道怎么申言，我们有弟兄最近呢，他们申言呢也很进步，他提供给我们意见，就是参加导员备讲的操练，或者写申言稿，这个都是能够让我们更多享受教会生活的一种方式。
And shepherding shepherding by one-to-one relationship and bring the new ones into the meeting and bring them into the enjoyment of the meeting by praying with them, by encouraging them to praising and by encouraging them to prophesy.
Amen.
这样子的享受生活，享受教会生活，自然就会让我们愿意来侍奉我们的活神。那这样有一些操练，其实我们操练在灵里服侍，不然在肉体里面常常会。
And all these practices will naturally bring us into serving the Lord and serving the Lord in the Spirit. And within that serving, we will experience cross.
还有在交通中，我们BH的弟兄们有一个非常好的一个情形，就是我们礼拜四的交通，基本上所有的服事的弟兄都在线上。 每一个小排的弟兄们在交通中，我们就一起祷告，一起交通。我希望要来这一年，我们能加强这样子的祷告和交通。
And one very critical serving is in District B is that we have fellowship on every Thursday night. And during that time, all the serving brothers should get on the line, and we can have fellowship and prayer together. So pray that the Lord will strengthen our Thursday night fellowship. In the year 2018.
Amen.
还有我们希望，我们刚刚讲到有配搭，不单独，希望我们在做任何服事的时候都好像一个需要弟兄姊妹的配搭的一个感觉，是在身体里的一种情形。
And pray the Lord that grant us a sense that in every service we need to have the sense of coordination. We have to be in the coordination. We have to have the feeling on the body.
还有就是最后一点，我是希望所有的服事的弟兄姊妹在每次的聚集都有预备，有过多的祷告，也能够进入这个追求的这个内容，成为神忠心的管家，能够按时分粮。And
I hope that all our serving saints in District B will enter into the ministry and will get ourselves prepared before each and every meeting so that we can dispense life to the other saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe real quick, maybe the saints in our district, we could just stand for briefly, so we could just. Wow. How about we all say hallelujah 3 times?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, you can sit. Are you exercised?
Amen.
This is still the fellowship.
Amen.
Let's be exercised to receive the fellowship.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate I had some brief fellowship with Shepherd earlier as to what is the purpose of such a fellowship? Why do we have this kind of speaking at the beginning of every year? I believe his sharing with me really helped me, and really we need such a re-speaking. We need repetition. So that we could be recalibrated.
Amen.
So that we know what is our burden.
Amen.
What is our goal? Why we are here. And I was just reminded, this is an opportunity at the beginning of this year. You know, it's we're not that beginning of the year, but we are in the beginning of the month of the second month of the year. So that's okay, that's good enough. But it's natural for us, you know, for these new months, it leads us to consider before the Lord, okay, what is my goal? What is my vision? And this always creates an opportunity for us to reconsider our ways. It creates an opportunity for us to recall our vision. And it creates an opportunity for us to reconsecrate our whole being to the Lord again,
Amen.
In a fresh way.
Amen.
You know, all of us here, we're not here in a meaningless and purposeless way. And we know that we were created with a particular purpose. We don't live to ourselves. You know, anything that is for ourselves will leave us hollow in the end. Because we weren't created with that purpose in view.
Yes.
We were created for something that's transcendent beyond our individual, personalized. We were created for God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
This is why He created us in the first place. And this is why He redeemed us. And this is why He saved us. And this is why He brought us to the church. And this is why He brought us to the recovery.
Amen.
It's because we want to be in line with what's on the Lord's heart.
Amen.
And what is on the Lord's heart? Is that His body would be built up.
Amen. Amen.
That His bride would be prepared.
Amen.
Do you have the feeling? He longs for His bride.
Yes. Amen.
This is the feeling of the body. If we enter into the genuine fellowship, which is the reality of the church life, if we're in the circulation, we have the sense and the consciousness of the body,
Amen.
Which comes out from the head of the body. And so he is longing for His bride. And for His bride to be prepared, the body must be built up. But how does this actually happen? How could this happen here in Piscataway, across the nation, among many churches, and across the whole world, across all the localities? But here, how can we participate? How can we join in this fellowship to join with the Lord and with one another, with what is on the Lord's heart? And I think it's already brought out, actually, so practically, so wonderfully. We, you know, with regards to the church life, there is an elemental balance between our personal life and our corporate life. And this is our burden for our district. And it shares with all the other burdens in District A and B. We need to personally eat and drink of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so this has to do with the prayer life. We need to have a prayer personally with the Lord.
Amen.
In one sense, to deal with all the negative things in us. To deal with ourself, our sinful nature. To repent. This happens only personally,
right.
So that there could be something corporate. You know, no one can eat for you.
Right.
Okay, we all go to, for example, we all go to a restaurant. No one can eat for you. But when you're together, everyone's eating. And then there is the corporate expression of a feast.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly, we want to reinforce and we want to strengthen our personal relationship with the Lord. In our prayer life, in our reading the word and the ministry,
Amen.
In our, especially in these matters, so that when we come together, there is something, there's substance, there is Christ manifested, especially in our church meetings.
Amen.
So our burden is very much that we would have a personal prayer life, but this would expand, this would enlarge out of our personal prayer life. There would be twos and threes, ones that we feel as we're with the Lord personally, there's a feeling. I have a feeling for this brother or this sister to pray for on their behalf,
right.
For their benefit, for their going on. Maybe I know that he or she is not doing so well.
Mm.
Or maybe he and she is, you know, I just want to pray with him because there's the feeling from the body just to be connected with this brother.
Mm.
Then we're led to the twos and threes.
Right.
Then we could pray for one another's burden.
Right.
And we could bear one another in love.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is the building. This is happening in
yes.
these prayer lives.
Right.
Amen.
And then corporately, when we come together, I can't emphasize this enough, on Tuesday nights for the prayer meeting, this is the prayer meeting of the church.
Amen. Amen.
This is what we pray on the Lord's heart.
Yes.
It's here. We're like, okay, I have my personal interest, but I'm going to set this aside,
right.
And I'm going to pray what's on the Lord's heart for His interest.
Amen.
We can devote an hour in a whole week
yes.
to pray with the church. For what the head wishes to pray
Amen.
For his whole body.
Yes.
So he can build up his body.
Amen.
So he can prepare his bride.
Amen.
We need to do this.
Amen.
This is how we practically can build up his body.
Amen.
And then the word in the ministry. We need to read the word. But even more, we need to pray, read the word. We need to eat and digest the word. We need to figure this out personally.
Amen.
We could tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know what it is. Word is pretty dense. But I want to break through. I want to, you said food, that your word is food to me. So may it be food to me.
Amen.
May it dwell in me richly.
Yeah.
May it be breath and life to me. You said the words that you've spoken are spirit and life.
Amen.
We can have these personal interactions with the word and with the help of the ministry.
Amen.
And now the life study of Leviticus, this will open the word to us. But also, this will bring us into the twos and threes, into the corporate pursuit of the word and the ministry.
Amen.
And create an atmosphere among us of just pursuing the Lord in the word.
Amen.
This is an atmosphere we want to build up. And lastly, we just want to emphasize, just like what the brother brought out for our District B, the same thing. When we come together in church meetings, you know, actually most of our lives is not in a church meeting. This is only like 2 hours of today. And most of the time we go home and we're not in a church meeting. But when we do come together in a church meeting, we should have a feeling. My being here, I'm responsible for this, for the spirit and the atmosphere of the
Amen.
Church meeting.
Amen.
But
Amen.
how can we uphold and how can we support a church meeting if we have nothing in our hands?
Right.
So we have a burden very much. This relies so much on the personal side.
Amen.
We need to pray ourselves Amen. Into the Lord. We need to have the riches accumulated throughout the week.
Yeah.
So when we do come together for a few short hours in a church meeting, either on Friday night or on Saturday night or on Lord's Day morning or at any other time, we have something to offer.
Amen.
Then the church atmosphere, the meetings, so rich.
Yes.
We want to come away from the church meetings refreshed and satisfied.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sure we felt this before many times where we come away from a church meeting, we just felt so replenished, so refreshed in our inward being.
Yes.
Our spirits are nourished, our whole being
Amen.
Is watered. We just walk away, oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your church.
Yes.
Really, we cannot go
Amen.
On without one another.
Amen.
And it's here that you want to build up your church.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
I think we can, is there any other?
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the divine fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm so glad I have the life studies now.
Amen.
You know, I praise the Lord for that. That I got. One thing about this fellowship, see, God created man not only to have dominion over the earth,
yes,
but to have fellowship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so when he created Adam. So he created the heavens for the earth, right? You know that the earth he created for man and man for God. But this fellowship was broken. It was broken when man ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And instead of eating from the tree of life, which is Jesus now, but God promised to restore, right? He promised to restore.
Yes.
And even though Satan damaged, God restored, coming to the earth, becoming flesh and blood. And now he has resurrected. And now we can have fellowship with him.
Amen. Amen.
He has come into our life. And now he's the life-giving spirit that live inside of us.
Amen.
And now he has restored this fellowship
to
the cross by dying for us and living now in us.
Amen.
Now we are, it's multiplied in each of us, his life. So this is the great fellowship that we have now
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
And this fellowship has become corporate.
Right.
This fellowship is not that one song. Of course, we're going to have our fellowship every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage my kids and everybody to read every morning the word. First, say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for giving me another day to live. And then have the fellowship with him.
Right.
But then we have to fellowship with one another.
Amen.
Like calling one brother or other brother. Sometimes we are busy on that.
Amen.
But this fellowship has been restored by the Lord.
Amen.
And now we have his life that can communicate with him.
Amen.
It's him who fellowship through us with the Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this divine fellowship.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I think that we a little bit went over the time. So we still would like to hear some echo from the saints, especially sisters. How about each district, we have one sister. Everyone just one minute. If you have any feeling regarding, you know, the burden. I really touched, you know, when the three districts, brother, are sharing. Their goal is not something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
each district's goal or burden is in sync with the church goal. And the church goal is not, this goal is not just the goal in Piscataway. You can see these three areas, the burden. The one is pursuing the word, especially the life study of Leviticus, right? And the second one is prayer. Not only pray individually, also with twos and threes, and also in the church prayer meeting. And the third one is regarding the multiplication, reaching out people, gospel, and shepherding. And these goals are not just Piscataway. These goals are actually in the body.
Amen.
Even the life study of Leviticus, that come from the burden, the fellowship in the body.
Amen.
So I just want to testify, you know, myself, whenever I was in the flow, in this fellowship, this flow is the fellowship.
Right.
When I was in this flow and in the fellowship, I was the one much blessed.
Right.
No, my first time, or not only first time, almost every time I can finish reading Bible once in a year, is because I follow the law. Follow the flow.
Amen.
When the church have this leading and I follow, then I finish reading the Bible.
Amen.
And also, you know, life study, same. You know, the life study of Genesis, life study of Exodus, and the other ministry book. Whenever I follow the flow, and I finished, and I'm much blessed.
Amen.
I'm not only pursuing the word, also prayer, also our burden for gospel and mutual shepherding, as long as we are willing to follow the flow.
Amen.
Enter into this fellowship, we will be blessed. And therefore, individually we'll be blessed, the body will be built.
Amen.
So still, three person, if you have burden to amen, and share your echoing of the burden, you can stand up, and each one, 1 minute, we will have piano.
Amen.
We need some Deborah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I appreciate in the life study of Leviticus that we see how much we need to learn to experience Christ as the reality of all
Amen.
The offerings.
Amen.
And especially experience Christ and his experiences as the burnt offering.
Amen.
And I'm doing some catch-up reading in the life study of Exodus, and I appreciate, actually it mirrors exactly what we're covering in Leviticus. And what I appreciated this week was seeing that when we come together, our offering of Christ becomes food for God.
Yes.
And one thing that I just really appreciated was seeing that actually we need to grow Christ so that we have groceries to offer to God when we come together.
Yeah.
And actually our growing Christ is simply our living Christ. And I just appreciated seeing that how much we need to live Christ.
Amen.
How much we need to experience Christ in his humanity, and just appreciate that he's so applicable in our daily human living, in our relationships with our spouses, with our roommates, with our children, all of these things. We just need Christ.
Amen.
And the more we experience Christ, the more we're living Christ, and the more we grow Christ.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
We can offer Christ as food to God, so that when we come together, not only are we satisfied, but he's also satisfied.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Actually, about 2.5 years ago, when I first time heard about the word fellowship, it's so unfamiliar to me. But then when I experienced more about the God, about our church, and you know, to have more fellowship and brothers and sisters, then I, you know, have more and more to pressure, you know, to cherish this fellowship with God. So for me, especially as brothers and sisters said in the beginning of the new year, and I normally I set a goal. So I came in front of God, what a goal I will set. You know, to seek our Lord, to cherish and to love more of the God in this year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, every morning when I woke up, I open my eyes. The first thing is to thank God.
Amen.
To give thanks to Him.
Yes.
To give me this
Amen.
New day.
Amen.
To give me the opportunity, you know,
Amen.
To love Him, to enjoy His word.
Amen.
So the second thing is to have a fellowship and brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So no matter being shepherd or shepherding others, so no matter how long as we have been in this church life,
Amen.
So we can come together to enjoy the Lord, to enjoy His word.
Amen.
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 More sister. District B.
Yes, any, don't lose this opportunity. Any sister from sister, district B, any 1 minute fellowship? Anything, anyone?
Okay, I'll
yeah. Amen.
Say something.
Amen.
This morning, this morning's Bible is Matthew 24, and of course this is not the first time I've heard of it, but somehow it touched me deeper this morning. It says Matthew 24:36. Matthew 24:37 actually. For just as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen.
And 38. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day in which Noah entered into the ark. And then 39, and they did not know that judgment was coming until the flood came and took all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen.
So saints, we really see signs, and we know that it is near, at the door.
Amen.
So it's 2018, and praise the Lord, we have this new year to pursue Him.
Amen.
So we really need to redeem the time.
Amen.
Amen.
It is
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Each year, almost this time, we have this kind of fellowship. But I hope, and as Brother mentioned, it's not, oh, we have to do this. It's the end of the year. This is not even the end of the year. We just want to come and then set a goal. It's really not. I think the sister fellowship very well. We really want us, we can redeem the time.
Amen.
We need to redeem the time.
Amen.
Because time is not in our hand. We need to redeem our time.
Amen.
2017, what happened? What happened in your life? What happened in your family? We need to bring that to the Lord. On one hand, we want to put things behind. But on the other hand, we really want to reflect it so that, Lord, I want to have a new start in 2018.
Amen.
From today on, Lord, be with me. Lord, I want to have a goal before you. It's not just merely the number. Lord, what do you want me to do? The brothers fellowshiped. We want to have really pursue the word.
Amen.
Lord, I don't have the strength to do this.
Amen.
Help me to enter into the Word.
Amen.
The brother specifically mentioned about life study of Leviticus.
Mm-hmm.
You know how rich these life studies are.
Right.
Just we already finished the 5 weeks, right? Just the first 10 messages, the eight of them are talking about burnt offering.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not just the doctrine. It's just the truth. It's very practical.
Amen.
A lot of applications that we can apply to our daily living.
Right.
Yes.
Since we really need to enter into the Word.
Amen.
And then not only the life studies, but many, whatever the Lord really
move you and want you to pursue. Can be a read Bible reading, can be anything, but since we really need to redeem our time to enter into the Word.
Amen.
And then brothers also mentioned, we really need to emphasize on people, gospel, shepherding. And then this week's message come to the right time. We don't want to ask people, we need to ask, is this person in the meeting? We really need to ask, is this person in the fellowship?
Right.
Amen.
And this fellowship including what? The vertical fellowship and the horizontal fellowship. Actually, this is not a two fellowship. Dear saints, it's a one fellowship, two aspects.
Right.
If you have a correct, right, vertical fellowship, then you have no problem on horizontal fellowship. Right? But if you, oftentimes we see, I have no problem with the Lord. That means my vertical fellowship is no problem. But however, then you will hear something about horizontal. No. If you don't have the correct, the right horizontal fellowship, that means your vertical fellowship has some issues.
Right.
We need to bring to the Lord. And then brothers encourage us, we really need to spend the time before the Lord.
Amen.
We have a personal time, private time before the Lord.
Amen.
And that's bringing the prayer.
Amen.
Why we need to pray? Pray means, Lord, I am limited. I'm insufficient. I'm inadequate. I cannot do this. I don't have it. But Lord, you are the one. You are the all-inclusive one.
Amen.
We come to you to pray.
Amen.
We pray that we admit we are nothing, but Lord is everything.
Amen.
He is the answer to everything.
Right.
Lord, we just want to come to you.
Amen.
For our personal things, we also, for the corporate thing, we come to the Lord so that Lord can shine on us. Lord can dispense himself into us.
Amen.
So dear saints, how can we make 2018 a year of prayer?
Amen.
Prayer for ourselves.
Amen.
Prayer for the church.
Amen.
And not only you have a personal prayers, but also you have a group prayers.
Right.
We really run out of time, but dear saints, we just want to seize this opportunity. Lord, we want to give the remaining of the year to you.
Amen.
Lord, lead me.
Amen.
Lead us.
Amen.
So that we don't wasting our time.
Right.
And we are redeeming our time.
Amen.
Amen.
Today, it is a monthly corporate gathering. But today is with a special burden. As this year is a new year to 2018. Brother and sister, as we all fellowship about the goal, also this week pursuing material, and mention about we are going to enter into the life study of Leviticus. Then I would like to use this opportunity to bring everybody, of course, including myself, as we will pursue life study of Leviticus. Do you know what is the end of this book? The end of this book end with devotion of a vow. Brother and sister, as you are learning, we are learning to fellowship with the Lord. The Lord indeed is seeking our consecration.
Amen.
This is a new year. Today is the corporate meeting, and we like to make this vow not only personally and corporately.
Amen.
I will ask you tonight, or maybe this afternoon, you spend your personal time with the Lord and making this vow for 2018.
Amen.
Not to do anything else, not to just even follow what brother sharing about this hour of practice. Make a vow, this vow only to love the Lord.
Amen.
We can only love Him. Without loving Him, whatever we do, it is an abomination to Him. I would like to stress this point again. Anything is not of the Lord, is abomination to God. So let's make this vow.
Amen.
Personally and corporately.
Amen.
And also, there are three points I'd like to bring to brother and sister. As we are making this vow, we need to set God as our goal of 2018.
Amen.
God is our goal. Second, we need to respect God's work. What does that mean? That means He has done everything for you and me. Nothing for you and me left to do. So the first thing is to enjoy God's work.
Amen.
And third, which is so crucial to our Christian life, the obedience to Him. Mm-hmm. This vow should involve these three. God is our goal. We will enjoy Him in His work, and we will obey to Him.
Amen. Amen.
So let us, this year, have this vow.
Amen.
To love Him more.
Amen.
To let Him to grow in us.
Yes.
So that the church will be truly built up.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
And bless the church.
Amen.
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 May we know and enjoy your work.
Amen.
Lord, and, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your divine speaking.
Amen.
Your anointing spirit.
Amen.
Anoint every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, because now we can have a fellowship with you.
Amen.
A truly fellowship, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, with the corporate body.
Amen.
For the building up of the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, we want to give all this fellowship before you.
Amen.
Lord, you are the one who keep for us.
Amen.
Lord, you are the one who strengthen us.
Amen.
So Lord, we are not relying on the our practicing.
Amen.
All that yourself is our goal.
Amen.
Therefore, Lord, we want to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, receive our consecration.
Amen.
Lord, you are our goal.
Amen.
We like to have a more life growth.
Amen.
Life transformation.
Amen.
Divine life can grow in us.
Amen.
In this year, Lord.
Amen.
We just want to give this matter to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. You have done everything for us.
Amen.
We just simply enjoy you.
Amen.
Enjoy you every day.
Amen.
Oh, eat and drink of you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Help us to love you more.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because you deserve our love.
Amen.
You deserve our first love.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Give the whole church to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Receive our consecration.
Amen.
Yes. Lord, we give all the praise to you.
Amen.
From the first day until now.
Amen.
You're still watching us.
Amen.
And you give us the breath.
Amen.
Oh, we still have a time to love you.
Amen.
For our strength.
Amen.
We can continue steadfast in the apostles' teaching.
Amen.
And the fellowship.
Amen.
Continue in the breaking of bread.
Amen.
Continue have a prayer.
Amen.
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 Oh, we praise you. You are our God.
Amen.
Thank you for year 2018.
Amen.
This morning, we do like to make a vow.
Amen.
We like to offer ourselves.
Amen.
Even we know ourselves is not worthy of anything.
Amen.
But we like to offer to you.
Amen.
As a vow to you.
Amen.
Not to do anything else.
Amen.
Lord, we will love you more.
Amen.
2018.
Amen.
We pray it be a year of loving you.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
New
yes.
Year to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we consecrate ourselves again.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, praise you that you are the one who deserves our love.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We praise you.
Amen.
Amen.
Year of loving you.
Amen.
Love you more.
Amen.
Right. Gain our love.
Amen.
Gain our first love.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Worthy our love.
Amen.
So I want to pour our love to you.
Amen.
2018, we want to gain more Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, your church will have the glory.
Amen.
Will have the witness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Oh, may your glory be descend upon your church.
Amen.
Among your people.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we give our pursuit to you.
Amen.
Give our prayer to you.
Amen.
Give our movement to you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We want to love
right.
you.
Amen.
Jesus, you are our God.
Amen.
And we want to love you more and more.
Amen.
We love you with all our whole being, whole heart, and whole spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
With the divine love.
Amen.
You give it to us through your Son.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 Know your word.
Amen.
Experience your word.
Amen.
You have to together.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. We want to be built up together.
Amen.
2018 to you.
Amen.
Lord, again, our first love.
Amen.
Lord, we can enjoy more of your word.
Amen.
Enjoy your word.
Amen.
More obedient to you.
Amen.
Lord, build us together.
Amen.
Right. Lord, build us together.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to grow up into you.
Amen.
Loving you with our whole heart.
Amen.
Promise to redeem the time.
Recognizing
the days are evil.
Amen.
Press towards the
mind. Amen.
The rise of the high calling.
Amen.
Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Constantly cause us to look to you.
Amen.
You are the one that is working
for. Amen.
The willing and the working for your good pleasure.
Amen.
So we say arise in us.
Amen.
Let your enemy be scattered, Lord.
Amen.
We want to be one with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The loving ear of hearing.
Amen.
Cause each day to count in your eyes.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We need your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
Give ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, to grow in you this year.
Amen.
We love you more.
Amen.
Oh, prepare us more together as your bride.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us 2018.
Amen.
Keep us in 2018. We know you more.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, set you as our goal.
Amen.
So we know you more.
Amen.
Experiencing you more.
Amen.
Lord, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, you are my goal this year.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you for another opportunity.
Yeah. Amen.
For a new year.
Amen.
To love you more.
Amen.
Give yourself to us.
Amen.
Attract us again.
Amen.
We will learn to love you.
Amen.
Everything that we do.
Amen.
We issue from our first love toward you.
Amen.
Learn what it means to do the first word.
Amen.
Jesus, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
To love you more.
Amen.
For Jesus.
Amen.
Get us in this way.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we need your mercy and grace.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, give the new year
year to year.
Amen.
Make your goal is our goal.
Amen.
Lord, help us to redeem time.
Amen.
To pursue you.
Amen.
To enjoy your word.
Amen.
To be built up together.
Amen.
So you can gain your rest and satisfaction in us.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can have lunch for next week.